It's 10:30. May I have your attention, please? Could everyone please have a seat? Thank you. Any announcements, Maria? Well, I think they're rebuilding the... All right. Time for resolutions. Christo. What's that? You want to speak from there? That's fine. Okay. Christo.
Mic three? Yes, thank
three.
You. Okay. Just a bit of background here. The members of the Resolutions Committee were from Australia, we had Geordie Howell, Canada, Daphne Hitchcock, from Ireland, Stuart Lawler, from New Zealand, Maria Stevens, South Africa, Ntshaveni Netshutuni, from the UK, Richard West, from the US, Jennifer Dunham, and our president was there in an ex officio capacity. I would like to start by thanking the members of the Resolutions Committee for the very helpful and constructive way that we managed to do our work. It was a real pleasure working with you all. Everybody made valuable contributions. And as you know, often happens in things like the Resolutions Committee where egos get in the way, but that never happened. And I think we managed to do our work very constructively. The method we used was that we had two fairly short Zoom meetings, and the rest of the work we did via email. I did send out draft resolutions to delegates, and we are grateful for the feedback we received from the various delegates and the Braille authorities. There were two guidelines for our work. The one was that the resolutions must be within the scope of the ICEP Constitution, and the resolutions must be actionable. We first arrived at 9 resolutions, and then we reduced them to 6, because we felt that they were either outside the scope, or they were not actionable, or they were already on the table of some committee to look at. Then yesterday we received a 7th resolution, but I'm going to deal with the 6 we have first. Depending on time, we will then see how we will deal with the 7th resolution. I'll keep you in suspense until then, and then I'll tell you what it is. It's not just a resolution, it could be a revolution. So before I then go through the resolutions, thank you to all who have contributed, who have assisted us in our work. Thank you to the members of my resolutions committee. It was a pleasure working with you all. Now, the resolutions have been circulated. I have distributed them in Braille for the Braille-enabled, Braille-empowered, and also electronically for the Braille disabled. Chair, do you want us to read them one by one?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Resolution 1, which we gave the title Full Implementation of Technical UEB in Braille Hardware and Software. Whereas many developers, manufacturers of Braille hardware and software have not yet fully implemented or adequately maintained the Unified English Braille, UEB, code with respect to mathematics and science, and whereas inconsistent implementation leads to inequitable access to education, especially in STEM fields, whereas blind learners and students who use Braille consequently are experiencing serious challenges in learning mathematics. Therefore, this 8th General Assembly of the International Council on English Braille resolves to appeal to all developers, manufacturers of Braille hardware and software to take due care to make sure that the Unified English Braille UEB code with respect to technical material is fully implemented and appropriately maintained in software and hardware still being supported to such standards that it can with confidence be used in education settings. That is resolution 1, which I move.
Canada seconds.
I think it works now. There we go. Hello. It seems that there's not much discussion on this. I'm prepared to move that we go straight to a vote unless anybody else wants to discuss it.
It's about in the UK. The only issue is the print side. The Braille side is not so much of an issue. The problem is the print side, and there are so many disparate ways of representing technical expressions in print. That's more the limitation. So you've got ASCII math, you've got LaTeX, you've got MathML, you've got Word Objects, you've got Math Type, and that's before I pause for breath. So that's the difficulty, will be that side of things.
Are you proposing an amendment?
No, I'm just saying it could be difficult.
Oh. Okay. Anyone else? All right, then we'll call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Thank you. I proceed to resolution 2. Improvement of UEB translation tables used in Braille translation software implemented in screen readers and Braille devices. This is a bit of a long one. Whereas Unified English Braille, UEB, now widely adopted as the standard in, Braille has gone a bit flat here. It's the standard in countries where English is spoken as a first or second language, has as one of its primary development principles the ability for accurate electronic translation to be done both from print to a Braille and from Braille to print. And whereas some translation packages used in popular screen readers, even when they are largely accurate in translation from print to Braille, still yield significant errors when the user types in contracted Braille for translation to print. And whereas these preventable inaccuracies in translation to print stand in the way of the use of Braille for output digital communication and unnecessarily create an overall impression that typing in contracted Braille is unreliable. And whereas some translation packages do not present these overarching Braille to print errors at all, demonstrating that problems in translation to print are not inherent to contracted UEB, and whereas issues in translation to print may contribute to another issue that causes inconvenience for users, that is the needless persistence of the use of computer Braille within UEB by some screen readers for certain input fields, and whereas a significant category of Braille to print translation errors involve observance of numeric mode rules, creating obstacles to full implementation of mathematics in Braille software and devices. Therefore, this 8th General Assembly of ISEB resolves to 1. Call upon Braille translation software developers to prioritize the improvement of Braille to print tables of Unified English Braille in software that is used in screen readers and Braille devices, to work with software developers to help bring about such improvement so that electronic braille can be both read and written with accuracy. And three, call upon screen reader developers and manufacturers of braille devices to no longer allow a switch to computer braille in input fields. Put that on the table. It's a mouthful.
Old school UK.
Five. Hello. First of all, my apologies. I did have sight of this resolution, and I ought to have flagged this sooner, so I'm sorry to flag it now. I'd like to propose a friendly amendment, if I might, in the Resolve Clause 3. Call upon screen reader developers and manufacturers of Braille devices to no longer allow a switch to computer Braille in input fields. I would prefer it if that was a little softer. Braille devices to no longer require a switch to computer Braille in input fields, because I think some users may in fact want to switch to computer Braille for input fields, and it seems churlish to not let them.
Sounds acceptable to me. How do the rest feel?
Any other discussion?
Bowden, UK. Just to note again that this may be difficult because the screen reader developers do not know the finer points of Unified English Braille, and they will rely on other people to actually do the translation tables. It is a sad state that although we have libraries like Libri, which is open source, few of the screen reader manufacturers actually actively contribute to the maintenance and improvement, even the financing of LibLui.
Maybe our technical committee could give guidance to manufacturers in this regard.
Yes, that is true.
Do we have a motion on the floor?
Yes, I move with the amendment that Matthew suggested.
Second.
Is that Canada second?
US.
US.
Thank you.
Are we ready for the vote? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Let me just remind everybody, I'm hearing a lot of ayes, and I appreciate the enthusiasm, but only one person votes per country, so just remember it's just the voting delegate that votes. Okay.
Yes, Chair, on that point, our country delegate in Chaveni has departed, and he's...
You can
delegated
take,
the privilege
you can
to
take
me.
Over.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, resolution 3. Reference document to facilitate international use of music scores in Braille. It reads as follows. Whereas music Braille is not formatted in the same way in all countries, which causes an impediment to international exchange of music scores. Therefore, this 8th General Assembly of the International Council on English Braille resolves to, one, task its Music Braille Committee to draft a reference document describing the various ways in which music scores are transcribed in the ISEB member countries in order to better facilitate international exchange and international exchange of Braille music scores. Two, collect examples of music formats showcasing transcription differences among countries for transcribers, end users, and software developers to use as a guideline to country formatting. These examples should include, and then we've got some bullet points here, a piano piece of medium complexity, a vocal piece, an ensemble for score layout, a guitar piece or other solo instrument, a vocal piece with chords, and then now the third point, to work towards harmonizing formats in ICEP member countries where practicable. Okay, I open this for discussion, Chair.
Can I suggest a friendly amendment that this, any documentation, etc., we can only really list ICEB member countries, not all countries of the globe?
I think we said that.
Member countries, yeah.
All ICEB member countries.
Anything else? All right, we need a motion.
I move, Chair.
Second, Stevens.
Thank you. We ready for the vote? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you.
Good. Resolution 4. Wikipedia articles on Braille. Whereas at present, a search of Wikipedia results in 5,343 articles that mention Braille, maybe even more by now. And whereas some of these articles mention Braille tangentially, but many do relate to the tactile reading code, and whereas many of these articles contain errors and or notions about Braille that are not correct, and whereas the ICEP Research Committee has already edited the main Wikipedia article on Braille, therefore this 8th General Assembly of ICEP resolves to charge the ICEP Research Committee to undertake a review of the Wikipedia articles that directly relate to the work of ICEB, determine which articles are priorities for revision based on which will have the greatest impact. Revise and update those pages that contain errors or represent Braille as outdated, unnecessary, or in any way misrepresented in ISEB view of Braille. Full stop. Open for discussion.
All right, we need a motion.
Move, Chair.
Thank you.
U.S. seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Four.
Resolution 5. Accessible books. The Accessible Books Consortium catalog. Whereas the Marrakesh Treaty has dramatically increased the cross-border availability of Braille books throughout the world, whereas this 8th General Assembly asks its full members to 1. Check if blindness agencies in their countries are uploading Braille titles they have produced to the Accessible Books Consortium catalog, and if not, to explore the barriers preventing this from happening, looking for available solutions, and 2, survey within their countries in order to gauge the uptake in the use of digital books / materials, thus strengthening the case for member countries to share as much of their content as possible to the Accessible Books Consortium. It's on the table, Chair.
All right, discussion. All right, we have a motion.
I will move, Chair.
Australia seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Good. Resolution 6. Technical Braille symbols. Whereas Unified English Braille, UEB, now widely adopted as the standard in countries where English is spoken as a first or second language. Whereas UEB is the primary method for reading and writing technical material in Braille in most of these countries. Whereas the Nemeth Code contains several additional mathematical symbols not available in UEB. Therefore, this 8th General Assembly resolves to assign UEB symbols for technical symbols not currently available. It's on a table chair.
Does anybody have a list of these? UCAF is making one. Okay, good.
DeAndrea.
Yes?
This was
DeAndrea. The U.S.
That wasn't me. I didn't do anything. I just have a magnetic personality, I guess. I know, pardon me, this also goes back to the discussion we had after Sam Dooley talked to the executive committee about the software he was developing, and I believe he said he also had developed kind of a list. So I don't know, James, if that's where UCAF had originally gotten their list or if they had developed something similar or what.
Thank you.
We'll take that back. Thank you.
And sorry, U.S. again. I'm wondering if that also includes chemistry symbols.
Also includes what? Sorry.
If that also will include chemistry symbols, we just say technical.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Has there been a motion?
No.
No, we're discussion.
Can I suggest a friendly amendment? It should read the task the technical committee to assign.
Well, what's going to happen with all of these resolutions is the executive committee is going to assign them to committees. So it's really the CMC Technical Materials Committee.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
But they'll get it one way or another. Okay. Did we have a second?
Hasn't been moved yet.
Did we have a motion?
It has not been moved.
Okay.
No.
Canada moves. Australia seconds. Thank you. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Okay. Then the late resolution I received yesterday. I did send it to the members of the Resolutions Committee, but I know that not all received them. It was resolution received from a UK member that boils down to the ICEB having its member countries look at the possibility of removing the E from ICEB and making it the International Council on Braille. Of course, if that should happen, that would mean constitutional amendments, and there are various other factors that would require serious thought, like it might be encroaching on the terrain of the World Braille Council, and we would have to involve ourselves with the Nemeth Code and any other codes and Chinese Braille and so on. We can either say, no, we're not interested in that, or we can refer it to the Exco, or we can have World War III about it.
or we could just vote no. But if we were going to vote no, we would need to hear the whole resolution.
Or not put it. If nobody seconds it, won't get put.
But it didn't even, hasn't even really gone through the resolutions committee.
No, it hasn't.
But which was actually not necessary. I mean, that's technically not necessary. What do you guys want to do?
Golden four.
My suggestion would be that we, the way we would if someone had put forth another resolution that was maybe more I don't know, let's say somebody had come up with something that was a little more along the lines of developing certain symbols. I would say that if, Christo, if you, I'm not on the resolutions committee, but if you have the whole resolution, you should read it, and we should, we could vote on it. But I don't know what other people think. Or do we just not, and like, do we, can we choose not to entertain a resolution? Like, that's how the other ones were dealt with. They were, there was discussion had to decide whether it would, you know, get.
Yes, Julian?
I was just a question whether the resolution actually meets the guidelines of being within the scope and actionable.
Yeah, no,
I think the resolution just says that we need to look at it.
Yeah.
Not do it, but look at it. But, yeah. I mean, look. Well, yeah. I mean, it takes time. It takes bandwidth. It, you know, we could be doing something else more useful. So it can hurt to some degree. You know, is this how we want to spend our time? And who do we report? Well, we know who to report back to. Yes.
Hello. I have a copy of the resolution in front of me. I'm happy to read it.
Oh, good. Yeah,
if you would like me to read
that
it,
would that
it,
help.
It would certainly from
that
the
would
UK's.
Be helpful.
Yeah, and it would certainly help the UK to get a sense of the feeling in the room. So thank you for entertaining it. The resolution was written quite late, so this is. It probably needs some wordsmithing, but well, here's what it says. Whereas there is a need to undertake much Braille-related work not specific related to English and which is not currently being addressed, it is therefore resolved that this 8th General Assembly of ICEB should set in motion a consultation with country members to amend the name of the Council by deleting the word English, thus making it the International Council on Braille. This would not affect in any way the current work program of ICEB, but enable it to develop, actions which would benefit VI people not specifically covered by English. That is the resolution that was sent in. I would appreciate the sentiment from the room on that.
Sentiment? Anybody got any? Okay, FM.
For the minutes, Matthew, could you please email that to me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Did I hear someone else?
Stevens.
Just because, sorry, Christo, I haven't read it. I'm not sure that we want to take it much further at this point. Because I haven't read it, and I haven't even discussed it with the delegation here. Thank you.
Bowden, UK.
Yes.
Given that we heard from Martine Abel-Williamson during this week, and she gave a very encouraging presentation, I would suggest that we should continue to encourage the World Blind Union to make the existing World Braille Council active.
There is a difference, though. The World Braille Council does not deal with codes. And
should it deal with codes?
Never has. It should.
I mean, the classic example here is this International Music Code, where we need the supplement to the new International Manual of Music of Braille Music Notation. That would ideally come under the WBC.
I can see why that would make sense, but I don't know that that's actually going to happen. But anyway, in general, though, the World Braille Council in the past has taken a kind of higher level approach to Braille-related things, promoted things like Braille signage, Braille on pharmaceutical packaging, that kind of stuff, not code-specific things. I mean, if ICEB is in the weeds about codes, and, you know, I if we were to become the ICB for the world and be responsible for the world's codes, we would need a structure and staff and resources way, way, way beyond. And not to mention, the French countries have their own consortium of, and Spanish-speaking countries have their own consortium of braille authorities. Are we just going to take them over and say, move aside, folks? We're here to deal with braille for the world.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's in our purview.
Not just that, Chair. I don't think we've got the mandate to do that.
No.
Okay, Ilka.
Hi. I think we discussed at some stage that our strength is actually in UEB becoming quite popular in countries where English isn't the first language. And I think this would be more the direction I would see ICB pursue further down the line. And we had the discussions about other native languages, be it South Africa or other countries, where UEB was a kind of guideline for the creation of those codes. And I think this is where the knowledge and the strengths are within this committee and this organization.
And we've taken some steps toward that with granting membership to Nepal. They're using UEB for their English language materials.
Exactly.
But I hear what you're saying, and that makes sense. That doesn't mean taking over all the languages of the world.
I agree, and I think the skills that would be needed from language skills onwards would exceed what ICB can do at the moment.
All right, someone else in the room here? Who? Howell,
six, sorry.
Six.
I agree. I think we're probably struggling to find the people that have the expertise in languages other than English in our current form. And I think it's sensible for us to do what we do best with UEB.
Golden four.
I agree with all of that, and I think that as much as, you know, we sort of dabble in the, you know, UEB, you know, foreign language, other languages, I don't think that's what ICEB's role is, and I think we need to concentrate on what our actual mandate is, because we're not done. You know, I could see if we were all sitting around going, wow, UEB is totally under control, now what do we do? And Judy has mentioned other reasons that are valid, like, are we going to really decide, are we really going to go and take over the, you know, La Francophonie and all the other language groups? I don't think that makes any sense. I think
and
we
not
need
to mention, we've just elected an executive committee who agreed to serve as officers for the organization that we have. Yeah. I mean, this is not what those officers signed up for, including myself. Yes? DeAndrea.
As Jennifer, who is further away from the mic than I am, said, you know, the case hasn't really been made in this resolution itself regarding what that work would be, like what we would be addressing. And also echoing what Jen just said, is that we need to concentrate on UEB because there's still so much work to do just on UEB, as we've been discussing all week. So there are plenty of charges still out there, and plenty of work for ICEB to do in its current mandate and its current structure.
Thanks, Jennifer.
So what do you want to do? We can vote on it. We can not vote on it. we can refer it to the executive committee.
Yep. Possible,
yes, sir.
Hello. First of all, thank you for discussing this. I realise that it is a huge wild card, and I'm a little embarrassed that it's come up in this way, so thank you for that. It would be extremely helpful if ICEB took a vote on it. I know which way the vote's going to go. I'm fine with that, but it would really help if we had the vote so that we could refer that back nationally. Thank you.
I'm curious, Matthew, and if you know about this, or if you can tell us a little bit more, is this coming from one person, or is this coming from UCAF?
It's coming from one person. The one person was our representative to the Resolutions Committee and therefore had a channel of getting it in which bypassed the delegation. He's also the former chair of UCAF, and so his opinion carries quite a lot of weight.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if all of UK was...
I can't comment on that in this forum.
Right, I got it. All right, well... Then let's, we need a motion.
If no one gives us a motion, that's fine. That says what it needs to say.
I move that we do not accept that.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is going to be a little tricky, because if you vote yes, you're voting to not pass this resolution. So just remember that part. Christo has just moved that we not pass this resolution.
That we not put the resolution.
Why don't we vote on the resolution, yes or no?
Up or down?
Well, we'd need a motion to pass the resolution in that case. It's okay. We're smart enough to manage this. We are smart enough to manage this. It's just remember, if you vote in favor of the motion, you're voting against the resolution. That's all.
Okay. Brown,
Mike
1.
Brown, Mike 1.
Just a correction, Chair. You said, surely this vote is that the resolution not be put, isn't it?
It's already been put.
Well, it hasn't been proposed and seconded. There is no motion on the table.
That's right. You just heard it, and then we're going to move it and second it.
Right. But that's what Christo is moving.
But if we don't move or second it, then we don't need to do anything. I mean, we could.
Well, true. But I think in fairness, you know, okay. We've had a discussion about it. I think in fairness, let's go ahead and take a stand. Unless you feel like we don't have enough information, but
Stevens might one.
Yes,
I'd like to second Christo's motion.
Okay, good. I think we should vote on it.
Okay.
Yeah. But just remember, voting for this motion is to vote against the resolution.
Okay, wait. Has there been a second?
Yes, Maria just seconded it.
All right, thank you. I did
Christo moved, Maria seconded. So we're going to have a vote.
I just want to make this.
No. Correct. I just want to make sure everybody's clear what they're voting on. Okay?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the resolution does not pass.
Thank you, Chair. That deals with the
resolution. Thank you, Christo. Great job on that. You guys actually. You guys worked pretty hard on this these resolutions, and we followed our 2020 format of having resolutions done prior to the GA, up to 2016, we didn't even start resolutions until we arrived at the venue. So in 2020, we did them a few months ahead because of the being a virtual conference. So this time we followed that pattern again, and I think it's a good way to do it. I think we end up with more thoughtful, well crafted resolutions. All right. Anything else about resolutions? Okay. I am now going to introduce the new executive committee, and I will give each person a chance to
say something, should they choose. So we'll start with Jen, who is the newly elected vice president.
Well, good morning. I feel like I should say something formal, but most of you know me. I am honored to continue serving on the executive, and you probably already know my background is linguistics, and I've got some Braille certifications, and yeah, I am the representative from Canada, BLC, which was formerly CBA. I'm not sure if there's anything else I should say, Madam President.
No, but I have lots of things in mind for Jen. So.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to it. Keep me busy. It keeps me out of trouble.
All right. James Bowden, Secretary.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Bowden. It's, again, an honor to continue to serve ICEB. And slightly daunted by the task ahead, I will admit.
FM will be a tough act to follow, so it's, yes. All right. Callie Brusegard, our new treasurer.
This is FM. Callie actually is teaching a class right now.
Oh, all right.
So she had, this is FM speaking on her behalf, she had to slip away because she had a class that is meeting right now last night. So it was a 7 p.m. Wednesday evening class, and it's the Braille class, I believe, is what she's teaching. It just started this week, and so she made her apologies, but she had to be there last night for her,
and because of time travel.
Yes, exactly.
So, she was able to do this.
Yes, yes, but she's okay. Very excited, and she asked me to pass along her good wishes to the group and her excitement at starting as treasurer, and I she will be back for the incoming meeting.
Okay, great.
All kinds of things to hand over to her.
Ah, yes. Yes. Okay. Then we have the code maintenance officer, Matthew.
Hello everyone, I'm on mic 5.
Hello. Good to be with you all. Yes, I'm Matthew Horsepool. I am the Braille subject lead for the UK Association for Accessible Formats, and also I can't call myself General Manager of the Braillists Foundation anymore because that was a funded post and we no longer have the funding for it, but I'm still essentially Honorary General Manager of the Braillists Foundation, and very pleased to be in this position. My background, actually, when I came out of formal education was as a Braille transcriber. That was my first job, and so I have some understanding of what it's like to be a Braille transcriber. I did that for 5 years. I had a brief stint away from Braille, sort of looking at technology more holistically, and I'm now bringing everything sort of back together again. So I'm doing a lot of work at the moment with technology, end-user technology, looking at Braille displays and Braille embossers and setting them up and getting them working most effectively, but still have, so feel like I have a very good balance, really, of I understand how a transcriber thinks, I understand how a user thinks. I'm a blind person myself, so I understand, you know, what those challenges are, and I'd like to think that I'm a good fit for this role, and I'm looking forward to taking forward many of the things that we discussed in this meeting and much more.
Very good. Thank you. Is Stuart on Zoom?
Yeah, I'm here, Judy.
Ah, very good.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon to everybody in the room. I'm Stuart Lawler from Ireland. I'll be taking up the position of Public Relations Officer. Some of you may know me already. I've been a Braille user for many years, won't say how many. I work here in Ireland and in the UK in the specialist technology sector, the assistive technology sector. I have a long history of, I suppose, working across the Braille world, both here in Ireland and I suppose throughout the world as well. And I just want to say that Ilka Staglund, my very good friend and colleague who has served for 12 years representing Ireland on this committee, has done an outstanding job in, I suppose, keeping all of us here in Ireland up to date on what ICEB is doing and feeding that information and breathing real energy, I suppose, within the kind of Irish system here in Braille, into what's happening on the international scene. And if I can do a quarter of the work that has been done over the last 12 years, I'll be very happy and looking forward to joining you all for the next four. Thank you.
Thank you, Stuart. And then we have three members at large. The first of those is Kim Barber from Australia.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for organising the Zoom, first and foremost, so that we could participate at large. And I know it also brings those complexities in. So I am the current manager of Braille and Large Print Services within the Wellbeing and Inclusion part of the New South Wales Department of Education, Australia. Braille and Large Print Services provides equipment and alternate format materials to students with vision impairment within the government sector. I'm an executive on the Australian Braille Authority, and I'm the current New South Wales convener of the Sydney Braille Forum, which brings together anyone with an interest in Braille and Braille-related topics. And I'm the current Chief Examinations Officer overseeing the Trans-Tasman Certificate of Proficiency in Unified English Braille for Australia. I did begin my teaching life in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and as many youth of New Zealand, Australia and South Africa, we do travel to the UK, and this is where I completed my additional studies in vision impairment and worked in the field under a variety of classifications with experiences, taught in the school for the blind, taught within a satellite classroom for students with vision impairment, and also worked as an itinerant prior to moving to Australia. I absolutely look forward to joining you and seeing what we can do together for the next 4 years. So thank you.
Thank you. And we have Christa de Klerk from South Africa.
Yeah. Mic three. Thank you. Yes, I am the old guy on the exec. I've been involved with ISEV from 91. I got involved when the UEB was a twinkle in some blind eye. I saw it grow and come to fruition. My first ISEP meeting was in California in 94. And by some coincidence, our country had national elections, then our first democratic elections, and I voted then in Canada. Yesterday we had, 30 years later, national elections again, but this time I couldn't vote because, you know, the dates didn't work out that way. So I have been a spectator as far as that's concerned. So I have been involved with ISEB and on its EXCO for lots of years, and it's been a great honor to me, and it is an absolute honor to be back again for another spell. I really enjoy that. When I don't do ISEB work, I'm retired from my 9-to-5. I work as a volunteer for Blind SA, which is a national non-profit organization of blind persons. We have 49 member organizations in all provinces of the country, and I recently became the president of Blind SA. And working for them for no money is much harder work than I did for money when I was still an IT specialist at the bank. But yes, thank you for nominating me and for having me for another period. I enjoy every moment of it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Christo. And Maria Stevens from New Zealand.
Stevens, mic one.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. Okay, I'm a Braille user. I have a passion for high-quality Braille and tactile graphics. I chair the Braille Authority of New Zealand Aotearoa Trust, and I manage accessible formats at Blind Low Vision Education Network New Zealand. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to serve as a member at large.
Thank you. The ICEB Constitution has a provision for inviting two additional members to join the executive committee. I intend to exercise this option. Don't know who they'll be yet. I think I know one, but I don't know the other. So if anyone has, if you're sitting here thinking, oh, gee, I'd really like to be on the executive committee, I'm really sorry they didn't ask me. If that thought is in your mind, let me know, because we are looking to complement our skills and our perspectives and our experiences with two additional members. So we will be doing that in the next month or two. Any questions about actually anything?
Hitchcock on four.
Sounds like a movie on tonight.
Yeah. Thank you. A couple of thoughts. First of all, I really appreciate the opportunity to have attended this General Assembly. It's been a remarkable week for me, and I realize how vital all this work is and continues to be. With regard to the executive, the provision for Nepal to be part of the executive, I would think would be one of those two, or are they two?
No. They're a full member.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Anything else?
Golden?
I didn't say this when I introduced myself, and I feel like I should. I work for a software company called Crawford Technologies, and they have graciously given me the time to be here, even though I really don't represent them in any way on ICEB, but they've encouraged me to be involved in the Braille community at large, and it's a real gift and a blessing to be able to do that, kind of sponsored, in quotes, by my employer.
Very good. All right. I think we are going to have a greeting from our Maori group who talked to us on the first night. Maria, are they here?
No, Judy.
Are they?
They may have got held up in traffic. I'm just emailing now because there's a march in AT Centre not far from us.
There's a what kind of march? Protest.
A protest march.
Gosh, I didn't know you had those here.
Yeah, we saw one of those.
Yeah, we're a little ahead of schedule.
We are.
Rory on 3, 2.
Rory Hello? On 2.
Hi. I would love to hear more about the Maori. since they're not quite here yet, the group that sang, who were they? And I mean, you know, how did they come to be singing for us and presenting to us?
Maria, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, okay. So Ngāti Whātua are the tribe of Auckland here. Mm-hmm. So when we were talking about ICEB and where it's being held, we approached them to do a welcome and welcome you all here. So they are people of Auckland. That's how they came to be. Part of what we do here. But can I just, while I've got the mic though, because I didn't really thank Judy last night for this lovely globe that I have. It's beautiful, and I'm showing it off to everyone.
I want to.
And as a partial, can't have. As a partial, I'm going to get a light duty and put it beside it, because partials like light. But I'd just like to thank you, Judy, and everyone here. While I have the mic, I'd like to acknowledge the International Council on English Braille for allowing New Zealand to host this 8th General Assembly. And thank the Grand Millennium staff for their outstanding support with the staff. And I'd like to acknowledge the incredible support and fantastic team I have had working with me to hopefully make this an enjoyable experience for you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Niels, on Zoom. Yes.
I want to thank ICEP. It was the second virtual attendance of mine. I did attend in 2020 as well. And yes, I just want to say thank you to everybody for allowing us to be observers in this 8th General Assembly of ICEP. Thank you very much.
Well, I think what we'll do, someone wants the floor?
Hi, on behalf of the Samoa Blind Persons Association, I take this opportunity to thank all the organizing bodies who contributed significantly to the success of this forum, for your unwavering support, which allowed us to be part of the forum. Though as observers, we were able to contribute, and hopefully with some of the comments we made, will contribute one way or another to the success of our conference in the years to come. We thank for the opportunity given to us to be part of this significant process and to share with you the struggles as well as learn from you on how we can improve our work, both as an organization, but to the people we are working with. I thank you.
Thank you very much. We're so happy to have you here.
We also have some small gifts to your committee as a token of appreciation to the support that we have been given throughout this conference.
Thank you. Yes.
I don't know if
hold on, Golden 4.
I'm not sure why.
Okay. I know that we had talked about items on the sharing table that people were willing to permanently share. So I don't know if we're still how we're going to handle that. So I just wanted to bring it up.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, I guess I'll just say the Touch the Stars book on the table is something that I brought, and someone is welcome to take it home with them if they'd like. And also the maple leaf pins are a gift from Canada that we thought we would. They're tiny, so it's easy to pack.
And the same with the flag book. If the Samoans would like to take the flag book, they seem very interested in it. You're welcome to take that back. And the book about the Braille puzzles, if anybody wants to take that, they can take it. Hang on one second, Tali. Thank you. I have a bag of gifts from the Samoan group. Yeah, you're in charge of these things. This is edible. Yes.
One box of
Yeah, right. We left one box up here. Well, there's all these people up here who, you know. I think that will work, maybe.
Hello. Sorry, just an explanation on the gifts. It's common in our culture to give gifts to high-level executive committees and the representatives as tokens of our appreciation. We say that gift is for the tea, for your tea, when you have your meeting or however you see fit. But just an explanation on the for our New Zealand delegates. There's some business cards inside there. If you go to the night markets in Mount Wellington, Pakaranga, and other places, you'll be able to find the person who makes these gifts, and you can experience them for yourselves. Thank you.
Thank you. Stevens, mic one.
So, just before everybody's going to get their lunches,
yep.
I'm just going to say part of the Lord's Prayer, just to close the meeting and wish everyone safe travels home from wherever you go, today, tomorrow, on Saturday. You want to say the Lord's Prayer with me?
In English, yeah.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them who trespass against us. Thank you, and back
Thank
to you,
Judy. Maria. Thank you for everything. Thank you, everyone. Safe travels. Sorry, Clive, yes?
Natalie
Martiniello wants to speak from Zoom or from Canada.
Yes, from Zoom and from Canada. I don't know how many of the speakers are still there. I know there are still a few of you there, and I just wanted to thank you again for all your amazing presentations. There were many times when I was listening here and thinking, I need to go back and hear that again. And it's just, I'm always just taken away by the very cool ideas and discussions that happen when we're all together. So safe travels home to everyone. Thank you for everything. And Clive and Matthew for the fantastic work on Zoom. And very best wishes to the new executive.
Thank you. This has all been recorded, so you can listen to it again. And Matthew and I have gathered up the audio files from previous, excluding 2016. We have them back to 2008. So we're going to be posting those on the ICEB website. All right. Thank you very much. Sorry? Oh, someone wanted to say something. No. Oh. Is that Ivan? Yeah. Yes? Yes? Ivan, what microphone are you on?
Hello, this is Ivan from Spain again. I just would like to express my sincere appreciation for letting me, who comes from a country who doesn't have English as a second or a third language at all, and to come here is really absolutely opportunity for pushing forward Braille at large and and UEB in particular that I am doing in my country. So thank you very much. I'd really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You have been very honored to come here.
Thank you. All right. I declare the meeting adjourned. Thank you.